close that door then.
Good evening, this is Danielle Soto with the South Coast Air Quality Management District. In the room is also...
Hi, Jill Wynott, I'm the Chief Operating Officer at South Coast.
Jason Lowe, Monitoring and Analysis.
Joe K. Gosh, Planning and Rules.
Nick Sanchez, Legal Department.
Amir Deshbach, Engineering and Permitting.
And over the phone we have...
Marion Coleman, Compliance.
Thank you.
Baby and West and Public Affairs. Thank you.
Patrick Chandler Media.
Great. Thank you very much. We'll start with
Marion Coleman, Compliance and Enforcement.
Thank you, Marion. We will start with our monitoring update with Dr. Jason Lowe.
Good evening, everyone. So this is the monthly update. Currently there are no facilities in curtailment. The last time that we had talked was Anaplex was put in curtailment July 22nd. They have been placed out of curtailment because their three-day sampling average was below one, and they were put out of curtailment on August 3rd of 2017. The latest air monitoring data is up on the AQMD website through August 14th, 2017. There have been some new sampler placements with regards to near the North Long Beach sites. We have shifted in order to assess one of the facilities there, LUBCO, more adequately. The next sampling day is tomorrow, August 23rd, 2017. And to kind of summarize the last month's ambient results, the levels that we last reported were fairly high towards late July, and they have come down significantly since that point. We saw at the beginning of August, just the first sampling period, levels that declined. I think when we originally left off at late July, we saw a value that was up to 15 nanograms per cubic meter in the North Long Beach area. Those levels declined in the first sampling date in August, which is mostly typical, but some areas that had 2 to 3 nanograms per cubic meter, and then sampling periods after that were mostly within typical. Some of the higher levels that were seen in August were 1.71 nanograms per cubic meter, and that was at the site that's on the northwest side of Paramount near Salud Park. The three sample averages for the samplers that were near aircraft and Anaplex continue to be below one nanogram or below. The sites in the industrial parts of Southern Paramount are mostly within typical. However, the highest that was observed recently was 1.48 nanograms per cubic meter. On the sites that are in North Long Beach, bordering Southeast Paramount, the highest level was recently was 1.57 nanograms per cubic meter. And as mentioned, we continue to still sample at Mokler, Gaines, and near Lincoln. And recently, the levels have been within what we'd expect for typical levels at those schools. That concludes my report.
Thank you very much. We'll now go to Marion Coleman over the phone for a compliance update.
Good evening. Compliance and enforcement have continued to receive complaints in the Paramount area. However, the complaint numbers appear to have decreased, which correlates with the monitor reading. However, staff continues to respond to these complaints, and we will continue to perform surveillances and inspections as necessary. We're also conducting inspections unannounced into the facility that does have an order for abatement, Carlton Forge, and continue to observe, make observations to verify their compliance with the order for abatement. And that concludes compliance's update.
Thank you. We'll now go to our legal update.
Good evening. This is Nick Sanchez following up with the Carlton Forge order for abatement. To date, the facility has applied for a research permit regarding carbon embedded filters. They have been submitting data to the district, and we are evaluating on the efficiency of that odor control equipment. In addition, as part of the order, the facility was to propose a contractor to provide independent odor monitoring around the community and near the school. They have submitted that proposal to the district and it's being evaluated. There will be an upcoming status hearing before the hearing board and additional details will be provided on our website. Last week, the district commenced a order for abatement proceeding against Lubco, which is located in the city of Long Beach. However, the monitoring and the residents nearby the facility are located in the city of Paramount. That is a contested matter, so the district has proposed various mitigation measures to reduce the levels of hexavalent chrome coming from the facility. That matter will resume the hearing tomorrow at the district, and it'll also be available for viewing on our webcast. Thank you.
We'll now have our engineering update.
Good evening, this is Amir Deshbakh. Since our last call, we have issued the permit to the HEPA filtration system that controls the emissions from the grinding room at Aerocraft. This concludes my report.
Thank you. Is there a planning update?
The only planning update is, we are still making progress in our rulemaking, and I suppose those folks who have interest in the specific rules can certainly participate in all our public workshops.
Thank you very much. And over the phone, Patrick Chandler, is there a media update tonight?
No, there's nothing to report.
Thank you. And there's nothing to report from the community affairs section. So with that, we'll start taking questions. You can email your questions to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Once again, you can email all questions to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. And in the meantime, we have a question that came in from Lisa Lappin. Could you please tell us which monitor is the one that is monitoring Lubco? Is it ongoing? Will AQMD be monitoring Collins School, which is 0.83 miles south and 0.24 east of this site? And we'll start there and I'll read the rest of her questions after those parts are done.
So, this is Jason. So, we currently have several monitors that are monitoring for Lubco. Some of them were shifted recently, so those are the new monitoring locations 35 and 36. 29 is the one that was ongoing. And then with regards to the schools, with regards to the south, the predominant winds are mainly from the west blowing to the east. So winds blowing to the south are generally more or less common, maybe in Santa Ana conditions where the winds would blow from the northeast would be a condition, but that would be very unusual. So at this point, there would be no plans to measure at the schools going south. And with regards to School East, we'll still be continuing to evaluate the monitoring results from the ones that are immediately downwind from Lubco and assess if a couple is, your couple questions.
We didn't read those questions.
Let me read that.
Sorry.
I was taking it in breaks. The next portion of Lisa's question is, why are there only three why are there only monitors at three schools? Is AQMD going to continue sampling schools at any other schools? Since Keppel is so close to Aerocraft and Aniplex, will this school be sampled again? Will Alondra be sampled again? How much longer will AQMD continue to monitor sites in Paramount? And have Lubco's levels decreased?
So with regards to the schools, the assessment was conducted and posted online for that assessment, and we were clear that this was a initial survey of the schools. Based upon the assessment of the data from the surveys, and The assessment consisted of more than 7 samples at each of those schools. Based upon the data, it was considered to continue sampling and analysis at the 3 schools that we still continue to do the evaluations. If there's evidence that suggests that we should, sample at some of the schools, then that's a possibility, but currently there's no such evidence that leads us to that conclusion. With regards to leucose levels, again, these are samplers that are near Leuco. Those levels, I think, as I mentioned in the report, have declined significantly to what we'd expect for typical levels for the past several weeks, with exception to that new site number 35, which had the recent value of 1.57.
One more question, Jason.
With regards to continuing monitoring sites in Paramount, we will continue to do some sampling analysis, at least at the 2 facilities we have the order of abatement with. For, I believe the order expires 2 years since once the orders were initiated. So that would be probably another year and a half approximately for those 2 sites. With regards to other areas in Paramount, we will be evaluating the data to assess how long to be there, and then working with the city of Paramount, who, as you may know, had dedicated some resources for some air monitoring. So we are in discussion with how that long-term plan will be.
Thank you. We have another question from Frida Bird. From Natalia Montoya. I am concerned regarding the toxin levels in Paramount. My employer delivered Aeromax Professional M4 purifiers to my office. Is this something that can protect me against the hex chrome emissions? I'm located 1,000 feet from Leuco.
We're not familiar with that specific, this is Jill Wynott. We're not familiar with that specific type of an air purifier, but do you want to look into that and get back to her? Or?
So just to clarify, the AQMD, we're not the air filtration experts. I would recommend maybe speaking to somebody with LA County Department of Public Health, who may have some information about the different types of filters and possibly their effectiveness in terms of the indoor air levels. I know that they had been looking into some testing. They had actually done some testing. Of indoor air in a couple homes in the Paramount area, I think they may be able to answer some questions regarding filtration.
I say who you are.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Joe K. Gosh with AQMD.
We'll wait for more questions. Again, you can email them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov.
I should also note that I think in the email, this person had indicated they're 1,000 feet from this facility that she's concerned about. And as far as particles, in particular, metal particles go, 1,000 feet is actually a really long distance to travel. At 1,000 feet away, my expectation is that there's probably many other sources that are a little closer that would be impacting the air quality at that location.
We'll wait a couple more minutes for any additional questions. If you have any, please email them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov.
Just that, in a built-up metropolitan area, as we have in the
to conduct our surveillance and do compliance inspections as well. This is Jill Wynott. I just wanted to add as well that we are continuing to monitor near Lincoln and the other two schools that Jason mentioned, because those levels are not as low as the typical background. So that's why we're continuing to monitor there until we see what the sources are that might be contributing to that, and try and see what we can do about reducing them.
We're waiting for any additional questions, which you can email to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Will these companies be taken to abatement hearings soon? If not, continue to monitor the areas near Press Forge and Weber Metals.
I think following up on what Dr. Lowe said is, you know, we will continue to monitor as long as there are elevated levels measured within those communities as well as other communities. You know, we have evaluated each facility differently to try to go inside, monitor their emissions, get an understanding of their operations, and couple that with monitoring as well as modeling to identify what emissions, if any, are migrating from the facility into the nearby community. And in those situations, when we identify a source as a main contributor of hexavalent and chromium emissions into the community, we take the appropriate action as needed, and we've done so with all those facilities. Ongoing investigation and evaluation of the other facilities continues, and when there is a identification that they are a major contributor to hex chrome emissions, we will take the appropriate legal action, including orders for abatement.
Next question. What happens to these companies after abatement? It seems that they are shut down, but then they open again. It seems so futile. These companies have been here for years, and they are clearly not going away.
This is Nick Sanchez again from the legal department. As Dr. Lowe indicated, you know, our monitoring of the emissions to the nearby communities has commenced recently. The order for abatement process is meant to be a vehicle to identify emission sources that are either creating a public nuisance or are creating a health risk to the nearby community. And so the facility, either through a contested matter or a stipulated matter, the goal of the jurisdiction of the District Hearing Board, which is an independent body, is to identify what is causing that violation and to reduce, mitigate, or cease its operations. And so once that facility achieves compliance by reducing those emission levels, the process does allow them to continue operating. If they remain in ongoing non-compliance, then we would seek more severe remedies, which could include complete cessation of those operations, but they are given their due process and allowed to resume operations if they can demonstrate that they have resumed to safe levels or no longer creating a public nuisance.
So, in addition to that, I do want to also add that the orders for abatement are, you know, just one tool that we use in terms of ensuring that facilities control their emissions and are operating, safely and operating according to our rules. As a regulatory agency, we do, write rules, create rules, and enforce them. And those activities are not part of the order for abatement process. Now, one of the reasons why we do use the order for abatement process is because that is something that certainly can be implemented under a relatively quick time frame. Under our existing rules, there are specified time frames for certain things. And in addition to that, we are currently continuing to. To amend our rules to make them tighter and to make sure that we are capturing any other significant sources of toxic metal, toxic air pollutants, toxic emissions from facilities to make sure that they're covered under our rules and so that we have a rule that we can enforce. Another question. Is there a filter these companies can use to completely stop emissions of hex chromium?
This is Amir Deshbach from the engineering committee. The filters that they can install will reduce the emissions by a certain percentage. So depending on the type of the filter that is being installed, we can expect reduction in hex chrome emissions anywhere from 99.99 to 99.999 percentage. But there's always a little bit that might be,
controlled through a stack and a filter, but they also have what we call fugitive emissions, which may just sort of get out into the general air of the facility and may get out through cracks in doors and windows and things like that. So we have a lot of housekeeping requirements in our rules that try to address those types of emissions, because not everything is coming from just a small area that can be vented through control equipment. That will give another minute for any additional questions to public advisor at hmd.gov.
Thank you.